February 2nd, Théophile Gautier discovers hashish. On this day in 1846, the French journalist and poet Théophile Gautier wrote an account of his experiences at the Club des Hashishiens, the Club of the Hashish Eaters, a Parisian group dedicated to the exploration of drug-induced experiences. Members included Victor Hugo, Alexandre Dumas, Honoré de Balzac, Eugène Delacroix, and Charles Baudelaire. The club had been started by Dr. Jacques-Joseph Moreau for mainly scientific research purposes, but probably some of the attenders were only there for the gear. Members dressed up in Arab costume and took the drug mainly as a kind of a syrup with coffee. It seems to have been Baudelaire, author of Les Fleurs du Mal, and a known drug user, who derived most insight into the effects of cannabis. He believed that more than the alcohol drinker, the hashish user was likely to suffer psychological problems. That's a view held by many professionals today. Here is one of Gautier's poems entitled, rather aptly, Smoke. Over there, trees are sheltering a hunchbacked hut, a slum no more, roof askew, walls and wainscoting falling away, moss hides the door, only one shutter hanging, but sleeping o'er the windowsill like frosted breath, proof that this hut, this slum, is living, breathing still, corkscrew of smoke. A wisp of blue escapes the hovel, whose soul it is, rises to God himself, and who receives the news and makes it his. Today I am grateful that my life is not affected by mood-altering drugs, and I will strive to ensure that it will remain so.